This episode of Star Wars in Character is sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com offers well over 100 Star Wars audiobook titles, including the original National Public Radio dramatization of Star Wars, a full-cast radio drama extending the original story of Star Wars into a 6-hour series. Now you can download a free audiobook from Audible.com, including the Star Wars radio drama, or any of the other 85,000-plus audiobook titles Audible.com carries by visiting our website at www.swic.neozaz.com and clicking on the Audible.com link at the top of the page.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the characters in the Star Wars universe you probably never noticed. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Shakti. Shakti appears in Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, in the Star Wars saga. My name is Clone Trooper Chris. Today I am joined with Mustafar Matt.
Oh, God.
Dak Dave. And now TIE Fighter Tim, who's going to share with us the fact.
TIE Fighter Tim?
It's like TIE Foy
Mary. Best you can come up with? All right.
TIE Fighter Tim.
All right. Hey, okay. Today's episode is on Shakti. Shakti is, her species is a Togruta.
What?
And she is from a Togruta. Togruta. That is the name of her.
I had that.
From the planet Shili. Shili.
That's a hot planet.
It's her planet. Yeah. She is the same species as one of the primary characters of the Clone Wars animated series, Ahsoka Tano. She is of the same species, Togruta.
Check that out, Matt. Question Network
was Aether. Half of those last five sentences, like, remotely English, because I have no fucking idea what you're talking about now.
Togruta.
Are they related in any way, or are they just...
They're just the same.
Same species.
Did
they ever have any common scenes or anything like that on that cartoon? I mean, are they...
You know what? I don't think they've shared a scene together. Shakti, yeah. she appeared in the first episode of the current season, and I think that's the only episode she's been on, which actually kind of spotlights what her main job was during the Clone Wars. Her main job during the Clone Wars was to oversee training of the clones on Kamino. So she was on Kamino training clones, and I don't believe Ahsoka showed up until the third or fourth episode of this particular season 3, for those in the future.
Well, that would have been the perfect thing. I mean, some of these Jedi, they run around and you don't know anything about them in the movies. This backstory is added afterwards or whatever. That would have been a perfect way to actually use one of the characters to have her training people on Kamino. I mean, they actually have that planet in episode 2. They could have had her there. I mean, most of these people run around and do nothing. You don't know anything about these people.
Well, in episode 2, if you remember, nobody knew about the clones until... Obi-Wan Kenobi sent a little message back to Yoda and Mace saying there's these clones over here that someone ordered. And that's when they first heard about this clone army. So at the time, she wouldn't have even known about it. So it wasn't until after the Battle of Geonosis, which is actually where we first see her in episode 2. It wasn't until after that that she, I guess, was assigned to be a clone trooper trainer.
So that's the first time you see her when they're escaping from that arena and they all descend on the thing. That's the first time you see her and a lot of these other Jedi Masters.
Yeah, there's a scene with her. I think the first shot you see, she's only in it. She's probably in it less than our last guy, Hammerhead. I think she's in it even
really?
Less. I think if you were to add up her time, it'd be like 3.2 seconds. But
really?
You see her and... I'm blanking on the Jedi name, but you see two female Jedi and you see her light up her lightsaber and the other one light up theirs, and they just sort of stand very heroically. And then I think later on you see them sort of swinging their lightsaber while running.
I was talking to Chris and Dave before we even got started this call, and I told them, I said, the thing I remember her most from is a cut scene from Sith. So it's like not even officially in the movie.
Yeah.
It's like when we picked her, I was like, oh, yeah, she's the one that got, you know, spoiler if you haven't seen this cutscene, she's the one that got killed by Grievous. I was like, wait a minute, that was a cutscene. That wasn't even in the movie. So it's like her most memorable scene for me wasn't even in the original release. Yeah.
Isn't even George Lucas canon. Well, that's actually my my second fact is there are differing sources, like with conflicting stories, as to what Shakti's fate is. For episode three, she actually there was that actual shot scene that's on the episode three DVD of her getting murdered by Grievous on his ship. But there was also a second scene that was scripted, and from what I understand, there were photos, and it's possibly been shot of Anakin killing her in the temple. And then the most official, if you have to go with the most official, is Shakti being defeated in the Force Unleashed video game and novel by Darth Vader's secret apprentice Starkiller. I didn't know about did you play that, Chris? You own that game,
right? I haven't played it yet. I haven't played part two yet.
No, I don't know if it's part one or part two. I really don't know.
It's the first one. It's in the Scarlet planet.
I had to go and go on YouTube to watch it so I could actually see what her fate was on that, and she actually sort of just falls into the Sarlacc pit there on Felucia.
But, so is she alive at the end? I mean, none of them are alive at the end of episode three, are they?
Well,
is she survive?
According to the official Lucasfilm archives, I guess she did survive, and she was defeated in the Force Unleashed video game / novel. But they actually you never actually see her body, so. It's possible that they could pop her up at some point in the future again, saying, nope, she didn't actually die. She was hanging out, just hiding under a rock.
That is so bizarre, because they had the opportunity with that scene that Matt's talking about, and that's really all I know of her. It's a great scene.
It's a badass scene.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, because it not only is it cool because, you know, her character finally gets to do something, I mean, if at all. It makes Grievous out to be even more of a badass than he is. Makes it enhances his character, and you know he's walking around with these lightsabers in his cloak. Isn't he? He takes one of her lightsabers.
Right, there's a photo of Grievous stabbing her. Yeah, it dies at the hands of John.
A funny little side fact on that is the original figure that they had produced for the episode three Shakti in the prototype. It actually came with a hole in the chest, so you can stick a lightsaber through it. Yeah, seriously.
That's sick.
And
lightsaber or
but,
something. Else.
But when it finally went to market, I guess they didn't have the hole in it. It was just a regular Shakti figure with no battle feature. But no, yeah, in the movie they shot that whole scene and for the most part completed it for the DVD. But in the novelization for episode three is where Anakin kills her in the temple during that initial purge when he goes in there with all the clone troopers. And in the book, apparently Anakin is going there and she is like one of his main targets. He's like, he knows she's a badass and he knows that she's going to be a challenge. So he wants to get her. So he actually finds her while she's meditating. And I believe they say that he decapitates her. I could be wrong on that.
Blu-ray.
So this pisses me off. I mean, this is ridiculous they had a character that they were doing nothing with, which is the story for a lot of these people. They had not one, but two very cool ways to incorporate her and have her die in a meaningful way and enhance a villain. And they took them both out to have her die in a video game that most people don't even know about.
Well, Dave, stop saying they because it's George in this case.
And that scene where he kills her, General Grievous kills her, and then he takes her lightsaber. If that was supposed to have been in the movie when he sees Anakin and Obi-Wan on the deck of that ship and he shows them the lightsabers in his cloak, one of those lightsabers must be hers.
I agree. Yeah,
Would they go so far as to edit that out I mean, when you see them in the movie the way it is, they're just random lightsabers.
Right, you don't know who's who.
But if they had planned to have that scene in there, one of those lightsabers must be hers.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you on this one. And also, if we're going to talk about that Clone Wars micro series, in the second, I guess the second edition of that, she played a large role in the failed defense of Palpatine, who was abducted by Grievous, and actually led up literally to the beginning of Episode 3, where Grievous comes down to Coruscant, kidnaps Palpatine, and brings him up. And they actually show her chasing after him and, I guess, going up to the ship after them. So if we're led to believe that cartoon was supposed to be a direct prequel to the movie, then she would have been up on that damn ship just bumbling around, you know?
That makes sense.
It made a whole lot of sense. So I think the decision for them to not put that scene in the movie is just dumb.
Well, how much do you think it was driven by? I know that Episode 3 was PG-13, but not wanting it to be too harsh for a younger audience with a murder like that. I mean, do you think that had anything to do with it?
That's the only thing. When I first saw that scene, and in context, it seemed like it was in the very beginning of the movie or close to it. That was the only thing I think of. The reason they take that out was because it might be a little too much to start off with. And that might be why I don't think they took it out necessarily because of character story. I think you might be I think I'm agreeing with you, Dave. I think they took it out to not make it so dark to start off with.
Right.
And right after that happens, that whole deleted scene actually extends for another 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, where it's Anakin and Obi-Wan like running through, you know, this tube of water and escaping in other aspects. So I don't know. They probably cut it out mainly for the violent factor, but also maybe just to tighten up that opening to make it a little faster paced. But I agree. I thought it was a great scene, and I don't really understand and why they would have taken such a neat looking character, very visual character, and just to not really have her do anything. She actually does show up in Episode 3, but only as a hologram when Yoda is talking to the council when he's on Kashyyyk. She appears as a hologram, and that's not even Orly Shoshin, who is the actress that plays the character. That's not even her. That's just some visual effects artist named, I wrote it down, Maria Brill plays Shaak-Ti in Episode 3. So all the scenes that Orly Shoshin shot for Episode 3 weren't even in the movie.
You guess once you get the makeup on somebody, you can't really tell the difference at that point anyway, especially if it's a hologram.
And the photo I saw of Maria Brill, there's one photo that I saw online of her just having makeup applied, and she looks just like the other. And it's if you're a hologram.
Right. It's just a shame that they had an opportunity to take a character that you didn't need to go all that in depth with, but make it interesting and make her part of the story. And it was wasted not once, but twice. I mean, how cool would it have been? He marches in that temple, and, you know, not that any kid needs to see him killing the children, but how cool would it have been to throw that in there? I mean, it would have been part of the story.
Wow. Yeah. Cool opportunity missed by George Lucas's directing and editing. That's hard to imagine.
And then we could have got that cool figure where we could stick a lightsaber through her chest,
or something else. Said.
I'm thinking about the products. Yeah,
and you think that's how he'd think too?
Probably, yeah. He was thinking about. I mean, Lucasfilm in general, maybe not Lucas himself, but Lucasfilm in general probably saw the potential of this character because she's a very visual character to use her in comics and video games, as they have with Force Unleashed, apparently.
Yup.
Yep. All right. Fact number 3.
Here we go.
I mentioned this earlier. The actress who portrayed Shaak-Ti in Episode 2 and all of the deleted scenes of Episode 3 is an actress/model, Orly Shoshin, who is a former Israeli soldier adept in hand-to-hand and melee weapon fighting.
Mm.
Well, I'd let her take me down.
Oh man, yeah, she is a fox.
Have you met, have you guys met her?
We have.
Yep. Yep. Actually, it's funny. We were at one of the Wizard Worlds, and I think it might have been Wizard 2004 or 2005, and they had this neat game set up. It was a recreation of some training thing that Ben Affleck used in the movie Payback or Paycheck. What is that? Do you know the movie I'm talking about? That John Woo movie he did?
Paycheck.
Yeah, where you have this like bow staff with pads at the end. You have to hit these buttons when the sound would come off. And I was standing there watching it because I thought it was really cool. And you pay $5, you could do it yourself. But I was standing there, and all of a sudden, Orly Shoshins is standing there next to me. And I sort of look over at her, and I said something effective. Oh, you'd probably be pretty good at this. And she just looks at me and goes, yeah.
And you're like, hee, 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 little schoolgirl. Yeah.
She talked to me. But no, she, but yeah, we were, it was a sort of, I don't really have any other, she, when we met her, because I think we've met her twice, she's just kind of a nice girl. Not,
oh, yeah, it sounded real nice. She didn't yeah. answer any of our questions for the show, too. Yeah, she's freaking awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, she wasn't very talkative. And to be honest, I mean, what questions could I possibly have had for her?
Why are you so hot?
What's your number? They can't
as an actress, Orly has only appeared in Star Wars related things. She is currently a fashion designer living in Chicago, and I'm waiting for these photos to come out. She is working in a new lingerie line called Mia Luce.
Tim.
I actually did a search to see if she has photos up of her in lingerie.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not the last time you're going to do that search, too.
No. And now that I know she's working on it, it's every day, every Monday.
Just do every a Google alert, dude.
Yeah. It's like, please. But no, there were no photos.
Show me something.
Left nipple.
You went over the line, Tim.
And that's all I got.
All right. I had to
say during this whole episode, every time he said Shaq T, it made me think it was like a failed energy drink from the 90s. When I play a hard game, I like to relax with a cool, fresh Shaq T. It's got all the carbohydrates and electrolytes the body craves.
Kazam. now playing.
Now, all right, with three proof of purchases of Shaq T, you can have free admission to steal.
Are you done, Shaq?
Yeah.
All right. Matt, do you have any cool websites about Shaq
T? I actually do, even though she doesn't seem to be as nice as Tim is letting on. I did pick Orly Shoshan's website only because it's, to me, it was really interesting to see what she looked like out of makeup, and I thought the actress was black until I saw this picture. So that's why it surprised me so much to see what she actually looked like, which to me looked absolutely nothing like I envisioned under that makeup. So it is orlyshoshane.com. It focuses on her modeling and Star Wars mainly. And that's really, I mean, it's just a picture site. Well, I mean, I guess there's other stuff. I really don't care enough to read anything about her. But it's got some interesting pictures of her, the makeup process, and it's got, you know, side-by-side shots of her and her character. So if you want to see what she looks like, if you've never seen her, check it out, because I think you'll be surprised. And that's that site. And then close it right away. Don't give her the hits, because she never answered our questions.
That website, actually, it's pretty neat. There's a, you probably saw this, the time-lapse video of them putting the makeup on. Yep. I thought that was pretty cool. I like that.
Wow. Tim's waiting for the lingerie. Shot by shot.
What's it called? Mia Luce.
Is it like Nacho right. Libre?
Lucha Libre.
Her lingerie is based after Mexican wrestling outfits. That would be awesome.
I'd like to see that, too.
A little bit of trivia.
All right.
Trivia.
Ready. Now, when we last left you.
Yes. Last time.
Meanwhile.
Tim and Matt, or Tim and me.
Yeah, yes, like, watch it now. Watch where you're classifying me with.
We both have three.
Correct.
Three out of three.
Yes.
And Chris and Matt are
losers,
tied for last with two out of three. So it's 3-3 to 2-2.
All I can say is that if Matt gets it right and I get it wrong, it's going to be a long podcast.
Why?
He's gonna be all over me.
Really? You think I'd actually want to sit there and hammer that one home?
You would.
Nah, well, as you're listening, play along with our panelists, and we're going to start with Chris. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's the question. These are all straight out of the Star Wars trilogy only. Who's pretty good in a fight, according to Han Solo, and pretty good in a fight are in quotes. Who's, quote, pretty good in a fight, end quote, according to Han Solo. If Chris cannot get this, we will move on to Matt.
Pretty good in a fight.
Who's, quote, pretty good in a fight, end quote, according to Han Solo.
I suck.
Look at you. You're sweating bullets.
It's probably so fucking obvious.
I think it's only one of two characters.
Listen to Tim.
It's actually one character because there's only one answer.
One of one.
I am going to say the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, Chris.
Shut him up or shut him down.
That's incorrect.
I knew it.
Dominus.
Jeez. So that means it goes on to Matt.
Chris, I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
To do this, but it's why don't you come along with us, kid? You're pretty good in a fight, is what he said to Luke Skywalker.
I was thinking that too. Go ahead.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Matt has leapt ahead of you.
I am the loser.
Last place.
Tim is so excited.
I am last.
I'm probably going to lose this one. This bragging, I'm going to tumble.
All right, well, here's your question. And to me, this is pretty hard. So I just picked out random.
Yeah, but Tim, knowing Tim.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, that is true. Here's your question, Tim. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Who did Leia hug after the Death Star's sentry ships were successfully destroyed?
Ooh,
that is a tough one.
Not have known that.
Who did she hug?
Now, I have seen the answer to that, so if he gets it wrong, you're going to have to give me a brand new card because...
Pound cake.
I've
Pound
seen
cake?
That.
The Death Star sentry ships were destroyed.
Who did Leia hug after the Death Star's sentry ships were successfully destroyed? You know there's people driving in their car listening to this right now screaming the answer.
And you have all people...
You idiot!
Well, I'm trying to think of...
Bragger? Who's a loser now, dickhead?
I think I'm trying to think of it's funny that Dave thinks our audience is old enough to have licenses.
I'm trying to think of what the sentry ships are. I'm assuming those are the TIE fighters. And I'm assuming this is...
Hey, Dave, the original can't be held accountable for how this is written. It's not his fault.
I did not write these questions.
You can only provide the information.
I
that
am going to say C-3PO.
The answer was Chewbacca.
Fucking stupid.
What?
These are the TIE fighters that chased them when they left the Death Star, right?
As soon as they did it, we did it. They're both in the seats, and they lean over. Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
And he got a bone bucket.
Wait, and this is in the original Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
You know. Great Chuck.
Wasn't
don't get
Chewbacca caught. On the Millennium Falcon with Han Solo? Like,
yeah,
she would have just...
Han and Luke were in the...
No, this is when they left the Death Star. This is not the attack on the Death Star.
Bone Baca. I want a shirt made of that. I do.
Me a
I
Bone Baca. That's not even think that was that funny.
I you know what? I do, because I remember going, they did it!
Stupid.
And then later, she's like, you didn't do it. They let us get away, ass.
Yeah.
So,
no, I do.
And then
in
the cutscene, Han bitch slapped her.
I was thinking that they're in the final battle, but I'm like, the only person who's standing next to is General Dodonna in C-3PO.
Oh, my God. General, who would know that name other than Tim?
Stupid Tim.
Don't try and make up for it with extra information.
Stupid.
All right, what's my question?
All right, hold on. If you get this right...
If I get this right, I'm in the lead.
That's what I thought.
Oh, hell yeah. And I'm tied with Tim, which hurts to say out loud.
What does that shaking your head mean?
No, I don't even think Tim's going to know this
one. I got a hard one?
Yeah. Right. What was that? who commanded The Star Destroyer Avenger.
Who commanded it?
Yes. Now there's a photo of the Star Destroyer.
Oh, well, if I could see the photo, I'd know it like that.
I look very closely on the tiny little window. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's John Ratzenberg.
Now, you know what? This is tricky because these guys were keeling off one by one. So maybe a person was in charge of it, but he was killed and someone else took over. So,
Tim, do you know the answer, Timmy?
I have a guess, but I'll wait for Dave to make his guess, and if he gets it wrong, I'll venture my guess, but I'm not positive.
His name rhymes with Lobot.
What?
What are you talking about?
It's a hint.
All right, I'm gonna take a shot with Admiral Piet.
Yes, my lord.
What was that?
That's not it.
No, that is not the answer. Tim, your guess?
That's who I would have chosen, Admiral Piet. Because he's the only one that I remember.
Because
they killed off what's his name, and then they gave Admiral Piet. They gave Admiral Piet a job. Admiral Ozzel, and then they gave Admiral Piet the job.
Oh my God.
What if I give you his rank? His rank is a captain.
Stubing.
Nida.
Yeah, Captain Nida.
Oh, I think I know. Is it Captain Nida?
Wait a minute, Tim. You're right. After Dave just said it, and I just said it. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, all I right. didn't even hear.
So what does that mean?
Nita.
Bet you're right.
So what's the score?
Well, I'm last. I got two.
Mm-hmm.
Matt has three.
And Tim and I both have three.
Well, Chris, I'm not going to make fun of you, but I will say that I teabag you with my knowledge.
That's all.
So it's 3-3-3-2.
I'm not that far behind now. If you guys had four, I'd be screwed.
You're in last all by yourself, though.
Oh, bye.
Oh, now I'm sad.
You know what's weird is that I was going to say Luke, too, and I didn't.
You didn't even guess a human being. You guessed a ship.
That was a trick question. Yeah. That's how he talks about her, the ship.
Mm.
The Falcon and the Falcon.
All right, well, it's a tight race.
It is. All right, we would like to thank you for listening to our Star Wars and character discussion about Shakti. And we want you to join us next time where we discuss the person who kept the Rancor or the Rancor Keeper.
Malakali.
Who?
Malakali.
Malakali.
Chopping Malakali.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.